The vixen studied a single speedwell flower, which she had picked earlier that day. It was pale pink, with three fat petals and one thinner than the others. She smiled slyly.
My visions tell me a mark shaped like this little blossom will be upon him, or maybe her. For who can tell if Tagarong be male or female?
Just then, a weasel called Ifara entered and gave Sawney his knife back, cleaned of blood traces. Sawney dismissed Ifara and placed the blade lightly against the seer's nose.
You said any clan would deem it an honour to count him as one of them. The Tagarong will be a male creature. Stop playing your little games and get on with it.
Grisul turned the knife blade aside with one paw.
He will have the Speedwell mark on him. Where, I know not. See thou these two bones fallen next to each other, with this shell across the ends of both? That means a river or a stream, and the shell is for a place where those who dwell not in the waters may cross the stream. Do thou see it also?
Sawney nodded.
That means a ford. The long path from north to south has such a ford, where the stream crosses it in mossflower country. Good 5-day march from here.
Grisul closed her eyes, swaying back and forth.
Today I saw a hawk strike a dove in the air. Their cries mingled, and they gave out together a bell-like sound.
Sawney gave a start.
You mean the old Abbey of Redwall? That's the only place that gives out bell sounds in all that region.
The seer kept her eyes shut.
Methinks that would be it.
Sawney grabbed Grisul's shoulder so tightly that her eyes popped open. He pulled her close, his voice like a rasp.
Speak not to me of Redwall. I would not go within a mile of it. I have listened to the talk around the campfires since I was naught but a whelp. The place is accursed.
He released the quivering vixen and gestured dramatically.
I am not stupid. The history of Redwall Abbey has taught me a lesson. I know how many warlords and conquerors, with vast hordes and mighty armies to back them, have been defeated by the woodlanders who dwell behind those walls. Even in the seasons long before our great-grandsire's ancestors were born. You've heard their names? Every beast has. Clooney the Scourge, Slager the Cruel, Farrago the Assassin, and many others. All of them defeated and slain, but I'll tell you one name that won't be added to the list. Sawney Wrath, chieftain of the Juskarath.
Grisul spoke soothingly to calm Sawney's rising ire.
Nay, fret thou not. The bell sound omen is a warning, telling thee not to go near yon red abbey. Beware the sound of the bell.